Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we started our new series we're calling Uncommon Crown. We're talking about how Jesus wasn't a typical king, and he came to establish the kingdom in our hearts. We talked a lot about the kingdom of God in our last series. The reality is we have a king that's not interested in just ruling over people. He's not interested in just gathering a bunch of people to do his bidding. He wants to be connected. He wants to be in your heart. And he wants his values, his desires, his heart for the world to be in our hearts. I love the passage we shared from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It says this, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of his greatness and of his government and peace there shall be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." You know, the beauty of the passage is it's a prophecy written by Isaiah about 700 years before Christ, talking about the coming Messiah, this coming king. And this king has a name like no one else, and names mean something. You know, when you think about names or titles, that they represent something. And this name of this king, he has these titles, of what it means to be a mighty God, an everlasting Father, a Prince of Peace, a Wonderful Counselor. This is the king that we all need. You know, think about just little things in your life that if you had a counselor who was wise, who was an expert, who was patient, and who loved you and knew you, that you could go to on any topic. Let's say it's marriage, or let's say it's finances, or relationship strife, or addiction, or what to do at work, whatever it is. I mean, think of all the ways that if you had an expert you could go to that was free and absolutely loved you and had the best advice ever. This is one of his names. It's a title that represents this king. This isn't a king who's just trying to get your votes and then do whatever he wants. You know, he'll say what he wants till he gets your vote, and then once he gets in power, he doesn't listen. This is a king that's totally interested in your life. Let that sink in for a second. This is the everlasting Father. That means he is the Father of eternity, that it all belongs to him. He is mighty God. That's the statement that he has the power to carry out anything that he chooses because he's God in the flesh. I love the first part, unto us a child is born, a son is given, and he's, as it closes out, it says he's going to be on his father's, or on David's throne. If you go back in Isaiah to chapter 7, it talks about how that a virgin shall be with child, and, this child is going to be the king. This is the son who was given. This is Christ. This is the king that we all need. When you think about a kingdom, every kingdom is established on something, that whether it be, some type of political right, or it's just might, whoever has the most power ends up in power. And that's the way it's always been in the world for almost all time. If you're powerful, you take over. And then you have to keep power by establishing your strength over the people. You have to keep them under you. This king, this mighty king, this incredible, wonderful counselor and mighty God and everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, will establish his kingdom with justice and righteousness. That's the foundation of his kingdom and what his heart is for the people, that there would be true justice and true righteousness. This is the king that we all need. And I think during the Christmas season, our tendency is going to be to, kind of draw back down into the traditions and the hustle of it all and the Christmas parties and, the choir concerts and all the things that we do with our families. And sometimes we forget that this little baby we're celebrating is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he wants his kingdom established in our heart. Lord, have your way with us. I pray that you would help us to be caught up in you this Christmas season, that we would think more about you than we do even all of the things that we have to get done and the events we go to and all the food that we're going to eat, the presents we're going to open and give. God, that it would all be a reminder that these good gifts come from a king who loves us Help us to live in such a way to honor you as our King. We ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Take a second before you go to your next thing and just dwell on that and talk to God and give him thanks. Till next time, God bless.